My life before Christ. I was born in Kansas and raised in a Christian home. Ever since I can remember, I have heard the gospel. My dad and mom would talk to me about my soul, and I would hear about it at church, but I never really cared about what was said to me. I would only listen to the sermons because my parents would ask me questions afterward. When it came to God, I didn't have a deep care for him or his kingdom. I went along with the Christian way of living to honor my parents, but I did not know him personally. I always wanted to be known as the good, quiet child, and often I would be rewarded with that very title. But inside, I was hateful and proud. Around 8 years old, we were at church, and my pastor was preaching a message on heaven and hell, which scared me and shook me up. A few weeks later, my friend asked me if I was a believer. I told her no. She asked me what was holding me back. I remember crying because I was scared and confused as to what was holding me back from believing the good news. I wanted to be saved that day, but I didn't know how to come to Christ, so I was sad. I knew I was a sinner, and I deserved hell. From that day on, I would pray to God every single day for Christ to save me. At the age of 11, though, I had given up hope that God would save me and stopped praying to be saved. I was mad at God for not answering me. I felt like he didn't want me to be saved. But a few weeks later, while I was doing my devotions, in Matthew 7, and in verse 7 it says, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you." I read that verse several times. I was ashamed that I had stopped praying, but then I was encouraged and started praying again. About a year passed, and I started feeling really miserable. We had moved again, and our family was going through a lot of trials. I felt there was no reason for me to live, no one really cared about me, and there was no hope for me. On the outside, I was putting on a face of happiness and cheerfulness, like nothing was wrong, but on the inside, I was very unhappy. My parents would often engage me, but I didn't want to talk to anyone about myself. How I came to know Christ. When we moved to Illinois, I was hoping to have a better start. I made new friends and had a new home, and things felt good for a while, but I still had that empty feeling. I knew I was still a sinner, an enemy to God, so I knew nothing could be right as long as I was still lost. I was asking myself, if I did become a Christian, how could I know it? That Sunday in church, the pastor said, "You will know you are a believer because you will love the things of God." I almost cried because that was the answer to what I had wanted to know for so long. The day after that, my mom was talking to us kids about our souls, and I remember her saying that fear will oftentimes hold us back from believing the good news. It struck me hard because I realized that that was me. I feared so much that I would lose friendships and that people wouldn't believe that I was truly saved. That night, I asked the Lord to forgive me for all my sins and to help me let go of the fear. I did not want to be fearful or helpless any longer. The Lord saved me that night. This would have been last November 2015. The Lord immediately gave me a sense of his presence. I found true happiness and forgiveness in God through Jesus, and he gave me eternal life. Now that I am saved, I think of Christ dying for my sins. It makes me sad and joyful at the same time. I am thankful that he would die for my sins, but I am sad that someone so amazing would have to go through that for me. I believe that all my sins are forgiven because God sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for all my sins. I believe I am no longer condemned and I am welcomed in the presence of God. That makes me feel so grateful and happy. I no longer feel hopeless. I believe that Jesus is alive and that he is preparing a place for me. My life since I came to know Christ. Now that I know Christ, I have a peace and assurance and a true joy and happiness. Now that I know Christ, I hate my sin. The Lord has taught me to never fear man. When I start to fear people, I am reminded of Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now that I am saved, I have a deep hunger for the Word of God. I now sense the presence of the Holy Spirit, and he helps me to understand the Word. The Spirit now convicts me of sin and the need to follow Christ in righteousness, and that when the judgment comes, I will not be condemned because I am forgiven in Jesus. I feel so happy to be with God's people. I learn things about God from God's people. Now that I am saved, I have found true happiness, and I want to serve the Lord forever. I want to sing for his glory. I love to encourage my sisters in Christ. My confession of Christ. As I come for baptism today, July 3rd, I want to express my faith in Jesus Christ and confess that he is my Lord, My Savior, my King, and my God, He is everything to me. Psalm 106, 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare His praise? Thank you.